Bruce Potter, Extension and Integrated Pest Management Specialist with the University of Minnesota.
Bruce, as if Minnesota farmers didn't have enough on their minds already with a delayed harvest, they're being told that they need to keep an eye out for Palmer amaranth right now. And I guess my question to you would be, how much of a priority should that be, given that we've seen confirmation of the weed in some southwest Minnesota counties, Redwood and Jackson? So how big of a deal is this?
Well, it's another weed we don't need to have get too far established in Minnesota. I think if people remember back to how water hemp started as in the 90s as kind of an odd weed that wasn't much of a big deal, and as you know, that was basically selected through different herbicide programs, and how that spread through the state and became one of the main drivers for weed management in fields. I think that's kind of the thing we're looking at. We're at the beginning stages of that with Palmer amaranth. We don't have any established infestations. The Department of Ag is still working on eradication. But that said, knowing if you have that weed in the field early is important because you don't want to let that thing get to the point where it's established. You get these big populations. It's just like any other weed. The higher that population is, the harder it is to control.
You interact with farmers. What's your sense as far as their ability to identify Palmer? Some of the reasons why it might be confusing, it does resemble water hemp, I know. So are you confident that farmers and landowners across the state have a good handle on what Palmer looks like in case they see it in the field?
Well, I think more effort has to be made in making sure farmers have at least seen some good photos of it and some descriptions of it. The infestations that we've got so far that we've found in the fields have all, I think all those have been found by growers. So if they're out there and they're noticing an unusual weed, it's something they can pick up on. I think the biggest characteristic, if you grab that seed head and those bracts or little spines on the seed head start poking you, that's a kind of the first clue that you might have Palmer. So I think farmers can recognize it because it does look a little bit different than the other pigweeds out there, and if they take some time and stop and examine it, I think we'll be able to sort it out. And if they're not sure, there's plenty of people in Extension that are willing to take a look at it for them.
Well, the news that Palmer amaranth has spread to more Minnesota counties is bad. To me, it's been a real positive in reading through the news releases and in talking to people like you and learning more about the ongoing collaboration and all the effort that's gone in to ensuring that this weed does not spread. And obviously, little by little it is, but you wonder how much worse it could be if there wasn't so much emphasis on limiting its spread.
Well, sure, and I think anything we can do to, like I mentioned, water hemp, the more we can slow that those infestations and buy some time to develop some new management techniques, whether that's herbicides or just different ways to deal with the weed, I think the better off we are. And actually what I'd encourage people to do is just to assume they have Palmer amaranth in the field and, adjust their weed management appropriately, because if the same techniques that work for Palmer as far as herbicides and other management strategies are going to be the same ones that work on water hemp, and, if nothing else, your water hemp control is going to improve as part of this.
I did a story with your colleague Liz Stahl last week talking about how combines spread weed seeds. And so here again, as farmers work their way through soybean fields, something else to be mindful of when they're on the lookout for Palmer and the fact that, that combine, as wonderful a machine as it is, can create some real problems too that way.
Well, yeah, it certainly moves things through the field. And I think everybody focuses on this as a weed in soybeans, but really I think the way this season has progressed and a lot of guys were not able to get a post-emerge herbicide on some of their corn, there's no reason there can't be some Palmer out in some corn as well. So as guys walk through or as guys combine through their fields, you know, noticing some weeds that look a little bit different. If they can make some time and get off and look at them, I think that'll be helpful if they find it early.
Anything else we need to make sure we talk about today?
No, I think the thing is that guys are getting back in the field now. You know, it's drying up enough, and guys are mainly switched over to soybeans right now, trying to get those out of the field. But I think the important thing is we've had a couple fatal accidents already in the southern part of the state here, and I think just remind everybody to be careful out there. You can't do any farming from, you know, if you're laid up.